K-State Nation, Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer III coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri, all things K-State sports, 2013 K-State grad, and now, and of course, a current alum. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much once again for tuning into this podcast. And if it's your first, if you've been in and out, been following us for a while, or since the very beginning, I thank you, and I mean thank you so much for continuing to follow this podcast throughout your podcasting journey, your listening journey anyways. Definitely fighting a little bit of a head cold, so excuse me if I have sniffles, but feeling okay right now. It actually started yesterday, so hopefully I'll be on the back end of it by the end of this week. There as well, as I record this podcast on Wednesday night, by the way, December 11th, 2024, there'll be more other better things to talk, be frustrated about, and of course, disturbing news coming out of men's basketball, we'll get to that. I will record that tomorrow at some point, whether that's going to be the morning or the evening, not quite sure yet, but yeah, just not good, but anyways, getting on into it here, this women's soccer edition, your newest head coach in K-State Athletics, Colleen Corbin, women's head coach for soccer, added a piece to the staff, hiring Julie McClure as her associate head coach going into 2025. Of course, if you've been living under a rock here, Jean Taylor, athletic director for K-State, just recently hired Colleen Corbin. Even if you have not been following your socials or whatever, there's video of that as well. A little bit of a resume here real quick. She also, Julie McClure, also has playing experience. So you already have experience across the board when it comes to this new staff. Coach Corbin played obviously. Now she's hired Julie McClure, who also played let's dive into her resume for a bit. She played a role in the Cowgirls leading the Mountain West. Remember, one of her stops, Coach Corbin, was Wyoming, and McClure, they've basically followed her to K-State, followed here to Manhattan, had a role with the Cowgirls, leading the Mountain West at a goal and a half goals per contest. There, 28 goals scored in 2022. Wyoming also logged 8 games. I mentioned that in the hiring of Coach Colleen Corbin, in which it scored at least twice in 4 contests, where it also scored 3 or more goals. She also mentored 2 all Mountain West Conference first team representatives, including the Mountain West Conference Offensive Player of the Year in Jamie Tatum. And going back here, I know I'm joking. I dove right on in. McClure's first year with Wyoming, she helped lead the Cowgirls to a season where they netted 30 goals, which was third best in the Mountain West Conference. That offensive output included a 6-goal effort against Nevada, which K-State did play Nevada this past fall. On the soccer side anyways, which was the most goals scored ever for the Cowgirls against a league foe. Wyoming tallied at least 3 goals on 5 different occasions. McClure was also assistant coach at James Madison again. So these two, the duo of Corbin McClure, they were declared for a long time, for a little while. So again, Colleen Corbin, that competitive fire. Again, I don't know her personally. I've just been reading up on obviously on Colleen Corbin, and now trying to get a feel for Julie McClure, her assistant. They've been working together for a while now. So these two, it's just pretty much, cannot believe I'm going to say it, but I'm going to put it like this. Wow. What comes to my mind, right? Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen. Yes, I'm showing my age, back in the successful days of Chicago Bulls, and even before that as well. Now, obviously, Colleen Corbin comes with that championship pedigree. McClure also brings that same pedigree in the NWL as well. McClure started her coaching career at, oh my gosh, let's see if I can get this right, Misericordia University in Dallas, Pennsylvania. Damn, I got that right. During the 2017-2019 seasons, where she attained a Master's of Arts degree in Organization Management. With her time over there with the Cougars, the team went and combined 32-8-4 in 2 seasons, which included a couple of trips to the NCAA Division III round of 32 and the 2018 recently NCAA Division III Elite Eight. In 2018, McClure was part of a coaching staff that was named the NCAA Division III Mid-Atlantic Regional Coaching Staff of the Year by the United Soccer Coaches there as well. McClure, a native of East Hampton, New Jersey. This is the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Coach, head coach of women's soccer at K-State, the newest head coach, Colin Corbin, adds her colleague to the staff, Julie McClure, as associate head coach. Let's finish up here. Play collegiately, McClure, at Monmouth University from 2013 to 2016 and attained a bachelor's degree in health studies in 2017. Playing career included being named 2016 NCAA USC All-Region First Team, 2016 USC Division I Scholar All-American, 3-time All-Metro Athletic Conference, that's a MAC, first team selection in 2013 MAC, MAAC, not MAC, MAAC, all rookie team honors. She helped Monmouth to 4 regular season MAC titles, postseason tournament crowns, and in 2013 and 2016 had 2 appearances in the NCAA tournament in soccer. Damn, so already, I mentioned in the episodes of the Colin Corbin hire, it's time to take this soccer program to the next level. I mean, again, shout out again to Mike DeBeanie, who had to step down, unfortunately, due to wanting to, which is a good thing, focus on his health, number one, right? He built this program for 10 years, and now this team, this soccer team that we have seen and slash covered in his 10 years, right? They needed them to make that next jump, to be right, to be competitive, right? They continue to be the laughing stock, and not trying to be harsh, but look, we got to call it what it is. Every single year, being a laughing stock of the bottom of the barrel in the Big 12. All these teams coming in here, the last 2 seasons, 8 teams coming in here. Now, again, some of these teams don't have soccer programs, but majority of them do. So we gotta keep, just like baseball. I mean, most of them do, some don't. We have to kind of keep that in mind here. But yeah, it's time Colin Corbin and Julie McClure, they have the task at hand. They will take this program to the next level. Can they do that? I've been impressed with the resumes and all that other stuff. Now, Jerome Tang feeling that fire on the men's basketball. I'm not trying to throw rain showers or anything, but you were seeing year 3 after men's basketball missing a tournament, struggling, and for whatever is going on in men's basketball, it's just a early turmoil right now. We'll get to that later on this week. What is going on over there? I have no clue. Over there, but yeah, just disappointment on that end. But excitement on the flip side of coin, excitement for this Kansas State women's basketball. There is excitement with their, I'm meaning women's soccer program with these 2 hires. Quote, Julie, wait, hold on. That is trying to get that's one that might be her speaking here. Let's see. Yes, that is. That is quote, quote. We'll just state this. I thought it was Julie McClure, but no, it's Colleen talking about her newest associate that she has worked with for quite a while. Quote, I am absolutely thrilled to add Julie to our staff here at K-State and feel so lucky to have her, and Tanner have decided to call Manhattan home, stated Colburn. Yep, there's that. Well, I'm going to continue here. From head coach Colin Corbin, Julie, quote, has had an incredibly incredibly positive impact on both my life and my career, and I'm ecstatic to have the opportunity to once again work with her again to build something special together along with the rest of our staff. End quote. And I'm gonna go on. Should I go on here? No, I'm gonna leave it right there. I'm gonna leave it right there. So yeah, so obviously Colleen and Julie have a nice rapport, an awesome rapport with each other, and trying to build the staff and trying to take the K-State women's soccer program to the next level. There's already excitement there. So again, Colleen Corbin, your new head coach of women's soccer. Colleen adds her longtime associate with her, bringing them over. So we'll see if that success continues. And already, if you've been listening and listening carefully, these two have winning pedigree. That's where we're getting at. So trying to get K-State women's soccer out of the dough rooms into a better place. And again, we're months away from the new season, obviously, as we're a couple weeks from 2025, but we're months still out from seeing this product. But very excited to see what's next for this K-State women's soccer program. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily, or wherever else I have a chance to record K-State content. Again, it's on the back of this head code. anyways, Podbean real quick. Greer 3Ace Podcast, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3-E-D-D-I-E apostrophe S Podcast. That is G-R-I-E-R, the number 3-E-D-D-I-E apostrophe S Podcast. That's myself and Alex Aiden over there. We did record an episode last week. Not sure about this week. Trying to get over this head code with these cold attempts around the KC metro area. So definitely go ahead, check that out. And the next time we're on there, for sure, we're going to kick off with women's sports, because that's what we should be getting excited about right now. Of course, women's basketball at 10-1, and Saturdays, they're going to be up here in St. Joe's taking on Middle Tennessee. That's going to wrap things up on this women's soccer edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. We'll be talking to you again throughout the rest of this week. Of course, we'll be bringing you content throughout the week of K-State sports. Go Cats.